Draw with Christ. August 23, 1898. I inquire of my brethren, what are you doing for the colored people, who, as it were, are in the very shadow of your doors? Why do not your enterprises embrace those who have suffered so greatly through oppression? God claims of our brethren in America much more than they render to Him in service. They are to work in behalf of those who cannot help themselves. Christ declared, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." John 12, verse 32. He is doing this work, but He calls upon old and young, men, women, and youth, to cooperate with Him. While Christ draws, those who have tasted of the word of life must draw with Christ. Human instrumentalities must cooperate with the divine intelligences. Christ demands of every Christian service imbued with the spirit of Him who gave His life to ignominy and shame to redeem the souls that He has made. All who enlist in His army are to serve under His banner as faithful soldiers. We are under the orders of the captain of our salvation, and no one can have eternal life who lives to please self. Those who are living to please self reveal that they are not Christians. They have not been converted. They have not been created anew in Christ Jesus. God has an appointed place for everyone to fill. To every man He has given His work, and everything we do should bear the approval of God. Do you claim to be Christians? If you have passed from death unto life, you will reveal it in love for your fellow beings. You will see the necessity of becoming agents for Christ. All our powers belong to God. Every part and every property of our nature is His, and has been paid for by the sacrifice of His own life. We are to draw with Christ, to work with earnest zeal to save a perishing world. Christ's character, aims, and purposes are to be reproduced in us. The love of Christ, if it abides in the heart, will lead to self-denial, self-sacrifice, and continual service that souls may be won for Christ. The tenderness and compassion of Christ is inexpressible, and this solicitude for souls will appear in the life of him who consents to wear the yoke of Christ. He will pray, as Christ prayed, with earnest, longing desire for the salvation of the souls that are ready to perish. He will weep over the souls that are ready to die. Let us not be drawn away into selfish enterprises, for this will disqualify us for membership with the family above. Let each say, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." Isaiah 6, verse 8. Let every particle of your influence be called into exercise for the strength and blessing of others. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. I am in service to God. He has given everything to me, and placed it out of my power to give Him anything, in myself or in my labors, that does not already belong to Him. He has purchased me with a price. He orders all my powers, every moment of my life, and I can only do my best, and by earnest prayer and continual seeking for wisdom, increase in efficiency. The powers that I have exercised to the utmost to do God's service are but a feeble expression of my obligation to Him. Our influence may grow by wearing the yoke of Christ and lifting His burdens. Then let each say to the Lord, "I will work for time and for eternity." Let there be well-organized efforts put forth. It may seem that some do but little, but give them a chance and teach them how to work. Union is strength. Are there not persons of talent among us who can set in operation methods where many may combine their different capabilities to do work for the master in different lines? There are advanced steps to be taken in the line of Christian influence, to help where help is so much needed. Each must help the other to work for the master. Sympathy is called for. Forbearance and holy emulation is wanted. Each must realize his own weakness and apply to the source of all strength. No one in any position will obtain an increase of strength while he seeks to be the head. Those who feel that they are the least of all, yet who, full of determined zeal, work and pray and communicate that which they have received, will, as they impart to others, have more to communicate. Thus, they will become burden bearers. They will be allied to Christ, the living head, and be vitalized by His Holy Spirit. The churches are far behind. They are doing but little and are losing that which they already have. Every acquired ability is under contribution to God. The conscience and heart must be trained to consider, to look along the lines of truth and take in the situation. This is the duty of all who are Christ's disciples. Selfish motives, selfish gratification, self-indulgence will make you bankrupt for eternity. It is good for men and women to come out of and away from self. Bear in mind that all your efficiency for usefulness must come through Jesus Christ. While you abide in Christ, you will reveal a symmetrical character, a straightforward course of action. An abiding Christ in the heart will set you to seeking, as Christ sought, how you may save perishing souls. Thus you will work in Christ's lines. All who are wearing Christ's yoke will learn His meekness, His lowliness of heart. They will look to God for their orders, and to a perishing world for their work.